the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
You know what, Jason? Life's busy. Tausch. Grab yourself a coffee. Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving that fresh coffee or another snack, Quick Trip's got you covered. Variety of apps. I love the mozzie sticks, as you know.
Corn dog.
Chicken, juicy chicken tenders, boneless wings, hand-breaded, fried to perfection. They're ready to go. You can grab that crispy chicken sandwich or the 8-piece fried chicken meal that'll feed the whole crew. The legend on your plate and a flavor that rules the roost. But, you know, it's not the only deal going right now. You can get Grill and Season, 5-ounce sirloin beef steaks, 2 for $4. Nature's Touch American Cheese, 12-ounce package for $1.99. And Nature's Touch Milk is also $1.99. Head over to Quick Trip. Quick rewards on every visit. Plus, you can order ahead or pick up curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we will see you next time.
You're such a pro. Thanks to Athletic Director Chris McIntosh for joining us. I love it when we get to talk to him. I feel like I have a better understanding and I'm smarter every time. I did. That track thing is a big deal on campus. There's a lot of people that are pissed off, and I had to ask him.
And I know, and that's, I was, you know, I think that was informative. It is a changing landscape, and with revenue as, you know, being what it is, and with how things are going, it's definitely, I can understand everybody's point of view, and I thought Matt kind of laid out his thoughts on it, and the fact that all of these programs are going to stay, you know, the 23 sports that he was talking about.
He said that it's not been on the table for them to go anywhere.
There are a lot of places, including some big-time operations, that you're not hearing that. So while it's not perfect, and I can understand that, oh, there's old Brooksy, that's where we're at.
He blew you a kiss.
Yeah, he loves me.
He's not going to love you when you drag down the team today. So do you – when he said that, obviously someone who – I mean, we joke about it, and I love the way that he handled the first part of the question, because you do give me unending grief about that. But the bottom line is that is important.
Well, I'm not giving you – listen, man, I am as in favor and wanting all of this to happen, but I also look at this – from a realistic point
realist,
of view.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great that the university as a whole is about providing opportunities for a lot of people to succeed and to chase dreams. That's what this is about.
Right.
And but to just put your head in the sand and say, everything will be fine, it's just not the reality of the situation.
So the other part, though, that was a, you know, again, kind of a sensitive question, was the walk-on part of it, and I'm just curious how you view that personally, given how vital that was to your development as an athlete, as a professional athlete, mm-hmm. and just as a person, because the Mark Tauschers of the world, you said it. You'd have gone to, like, South Dakota State
anymore.
And
no,
had to work your way to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. My whole story and, you know, I would say probably a couple hundred speeches I've given using this story. It's not there. It would be a different story, and whether it would have the same result, nobody knows. There's too many variables to kind of factor that in. So it's a part of the process now. I think for a lot of high school athletes that in the past maybe would have earned a scholarship or mm-hmm. earned an opportunity to walk on, you're going to have to go about it in a different way than what you've done in the past. And that doesn't mean it's better or worse. It's just different. So it obviously sucks. I would love it if there'd be a lot of stories that you could still have where you come and you go. And I think from a fan standpoint, what college athletics has to be very careful of, and I think they are, is you realize you grow and you love seeing guys like Frank Kaminsky go from, you know, just a guy that Uh-oh. Nobody really knew anything about, and he grew and he got better mm-hmm. and he became the guy, the national player of the year. I don't know if he gets recruited. He'd be recruited later, and you don't see all that development. And that's, I think, especially Wisconsin sports fans, because we've seen this for so long. So many of our players are Wisconsin guys that grow
right.
and find a role as they get older. Those days are probably going to be a lot. I guess the number of those opportunities are going to be less and less.
We will see who else may or may not join us before Tausch leaves us. It's a shotgun start at 11?
Shoddy, yep.
So you should tell us about Hard Rock Casino Rockford now as we try to get all your reads in before you leave
us. I will, and you know, we're excited. I don't know, it's like 17, 18 days. We're heading back to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. And if you're hungry, guests can enjoy diverse dining options at the Hard Rock Cafe, Council Oak Steak and Seafood, Italian Kitchen, and my favorite, where I can't wait to try it, is the UU Noodle Bar. Hard Rock Casino, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
More Wilde and Tausch live from the Legends Golf Outing as we celebrate the UW Athletic Department Hall of Fame class. It's Wilde and Tausch. Tausch and Jesse roll on from University Ridge for the Legends Golf Outing, as we celebrate the UW Athletic Department's latest Hall of Fame class.
We're being baptized by a Hall of Famer. Pretty special. Matt, why don't you jump, say hello. Say hello to
Jason. Hey, Dad!
Wow, look at that!
Yeah, put it out. Yeah, exactly. We're actually going to be videoing all of your golf shots today.
For those of you who are not on the video, you did not get to see Matt LePay.
He just said hi to his son that he never wanted.
Yep.
Which was nice.
Hit him straight, Dad.
He's very busy. He's now a newly minted Hall of Famer, so we won't get to...
No, I don't think... until you're in, I don't think you're in.
Well,
you're like a... electee, but you're not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Well, then what was last night?
That was the announcement of it. So this is
it's like in February when they announced the class.
Yeah, no, they didn't announce. They only announced him because they
wanted. Wait, what?
He's in. He just hasn't been inducted.
Yeah, he's not in.
But wait a minute. So they announced it in like
February or March.
Yeah.
They wanted to have it in front
of a
full house.
And they announced it again yesterday.
They surprised. It was a little surprise party.
It's like when Kenny Rovac retired and he had 42. He's got another induction. LePay is now going to get going on his third. I think he's got another one this weekend. He's going to do one up at his cabin. I think he's going to set a record for how many different induction parties.
And then they'll do something at a football game,
I'm
sure.
Just imagine when he actually gets inducted what it's going to look like.
So you're telling me that there was no ceremony of any kind last night?
No.
Well, I mean, there was an event where they announced.
They announced another announcement.
Yeah, I was at the event.
Yeah, Riley was there. Yeah.
This is the third time he's been introduced as a
It says right here, right here in the tweet that I retweeted with a black and white photo of Matt LePay with dark hair still, from the days of me getting to know him as a student reporter at the Badger Herald. The Badger's tweet says, and I quote, "The voice behind some of our most iconic moments, Matt LePay is officially a member of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame class. 2025.
Yeah, but the induction is in September.
Right, he's part
and
of the class.
After he's inducted, it's like this is the...
Officially a member of the class?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you take it up with the social media team from Wisconsin if you want to?
It makes perfect sense.
You know how this goes. This is the announcement of that you're going to get married, and he's sending out save the dates. That's what last night was.
Okay, so he got engaged.
It was an induction ceremony.
I was there last night. I looked at the official email again. You guys are right. It was an announcement technically, but it certainly felt like an induction, and I was fooled. I thought it was the induction.
Well, in fairness, you get fooled easily though. That's fair, right?
Depends. I feel like at work, not always.
So I believe they do a more formal ceremony in September on a Friday before the Middle Tennessee game.
That is the induction. Yeah. Last night was the announcement that you're in.
And then I think it's the Middle Tennessee game. They bring everyone out to midfield, and everyone waves, and they announce them all, and that's part of the celebration
that
weekend.
So do they get, like, a red jacket? Do they give a speech?
Yeah. Yeah, that's at the,
when was that?
That's the September ceremony.
I don't think they get a red jacket.
Frank gave a speech last night. Mac and Frank gave speeches last night. Melvin Gordon came to support James White. There was a bunch of family and spouses.
So, in essence, we're done. They're all in and it's over.
No, okay, they're not. Right.
That'll save my September.
They haven't been inducted yet.
No, it sounds like they did. Riley said it happened, so it's over. Congratulations, everybody. Guys don't understand what an announcement is in comparison to the. So when they announce guys for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that's it. Well, they announced it.
Right.
They did it in front of the stadium.
But we had the announcement in February.
So
we celebrated a man.
I'm not going to put words in your mouth. You're saying LePay is just milking this thing.
Yeah,
that's not very nice, Jason.
I'm not. No,
it is literally what you just said.
That's my dad you're talking about.
No, I'm saying Frank Kaminsky's milking it, and Matt LePay's just following along.
Frank didn't get a February announcement.
Jesse, does it not sound like he thinks LePay's milking?
He definitely
thinks.
That's what
it sounds like.
I just want to understand when I can say he's a Hall of Famer.
Now.
And apparently I can't say that now because he hasn't been inducted.
He's not in.
Yet.
No, he's just, yeah. He's
so then,
in
Jesse,
the class.
Why did you just say, see, you're confused too? He just said, well, you can say it
now.
No,
he's in the class, but he hasn't been inducted.
Get out of here.
Well, all right. Let's move it along.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Why don't you just tell us about American Family Insurance?
I am, and I will. And American Family Insurance been a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch from the jump and for almost 100 years. They have been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection, so you're free to enjoy your dreams. Love the fact American Family is involved in all kinds of community stuff. Obviously, the big AmFam Championship this upcoming week. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Looking at that winding road, I say, go, baby, go, go, go. Ooh, yeah, go till you can't go. No more, no more. I say, go, baby, go, go, go.
Sir. Wilde and Tausch rolls on, and now a man whose golf game was besmirched earlier in the show by his playing partner. I don't think that's a great way to start around.
Well,
I just found out.
Hold up a second. I just found out we're in the same cart, but we're competing against each other today. So I guarantee you this. He's going to make more birdies than when we played 3 days of golf together, 72 holes. I guarantee he's going to make more birdies than what you did that day. And you're only playing 18.
The saying is what goes around comes around.
Is that the saying?
I think it's one of them.
Okay, that's a good saying. Well, will you introduce who is our other special guest today?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, can I introduce the first one? And then he can introduce whoever he says.
It says right on the screen, Brooks Bollinger.
Well,
QB99.2.
Not everyone's watching on video.
Okay,
joining us now, legendary Badgers quarterback and former NFL quarterback and friend of Mark Tauscher. Which I know he puts much further down on his resume. It is Brooks Bollinger on Wilde and Tausch. Brooks, welcome. Great to have you. I'm excited now. I'm glad I could give you some bulletin board fodder to kick your old boy's ass here on the golf course today.
Can you say that on the radio?
I can, yes.
I was telling somebody else that today.
You want to kick my keister?
No, I said last time I played with Tausch, I was in the doghouse because I couldn't make a birdie.
Well, you're a 2 handicap and we're playing 60 or 70 holes.
Two? No, this was a few years
this
ago.
This was a couple years ago, yeah.
It was probably vanity.
So do you want to introduce our third wheel here on the show today?
This is my oldest of five
children.
God,
are you getting old?
Miles.
How old are you, Miles?
19
years old. 19 years old. And you're a much better golfer than your old man already, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
That's been probably 4 or 5 years since he's
It's been 4 or 5 years since you've beaten your kid?
Yeah, yeah. But that's the beauty of having five. You know, so
just go down a peg and
I'm
just whoop up on.
I'm down to the third one right now. And then, you know, seven-year-old. So I got a little ways to go.
Okay. All right. So you're going to play today.
Yeah, I think I just got subbed in.
He just got called up.
Yeah.
So I threw him in the car. I say, hey, come down and let's spend some time together. He's leaving in August. You know, a little father-son time and show him around Madison and get to practice out here and see the ridge. He's never played here.
He's never played here. Okay. It's a great golf course. Miles, how much does your dad talk about how great of a quarterback he was? Is it like, is he showing you film?
I'm regretting this decision.
I knew this was
I didn't sign a waiver, by the way, or anything like that.
neither did we.
I think he just introduced it at a young age to all of us. I mean, my youngest brother's seven, and we'll come downstairs in the morning sometimes, and he's got the highlights pulled up on the
God, he does YouTube. That, the old Ohio State. Yeah, that's why I used to run the naked so good.
Well, the funny thing is whoever, you know, somebody online made a college highlight tape, which was one of the few highlight tapes that I wasn't handing off.
Sure.
I threw some passes.
Yep.
And
so that was like 01, 02.
And it was
you went, what, 3 years without passing?
It's a really short video.
Yeah. But the song on the highlight video is Rage Against the Machine, Rally Around Your Family or whatever. I can't remember the name of the song, but it says the F word about every other word.
Okay.
You know, but when you're the youngest of five, we just kind of let it fly, yep. You know, and it's dad on the TV. So, you know, he's got a deep vocabulary at a young age.
I would bet that he does. And this is a serious question now. So you did have a great career. You played in the NFL. What did you kind of – how did you balance that with Miles as far as not pushing because you knew his buddies are telling him this? And how did you balance that? And, Miles, I guess I'd love to kind of hear your path in utilizing the good and then also all the BS that he was kind of pushing as far as he was as you were being raised by him.
Yeah, this could turn into a therapy session.
That's perfect. That's what we do here.
But no, I think, you know, my wife was also a college athlete and I think I would say from my perspective, you know, we exposed him to everything. He was a three-sport athlete in high school, played everything. I never, if anything, I probably under-pushed the quarterback mm-hmm. thing.
Did you play quarterback?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yep, Miles did
His
play
stats
quarterback.
Better than yours?
Probably not.
Probably in high school, probably. I don't know. I mean, North Dakota.
Yeah,
pad the stats
you guys
a little bit.
Sure.
But, yeah, so I think I probably under-pushed the formalization. Obviously, we're really competitive, and I think he just got exposed. The goal was, and I think sports have gotten hard, right? To be a three-sport athlete.
It's almost impossible.
Today is almost impossible, yeah. And he grinded. He's, you know, really good student and ROTC and three-sport athlete. So it was a hustle. But I thought the value of sports is having those competitive experiences, not a vehicle to just try and get somewhere else. So, you know, we tried to push that. Mom gets a little competitive sometimes. I'm usually the kind of shoulder like, hey, buddy, good job. I'm proud of you. And mom's like, if you play defense like that, you're not sleeping in the, you know, house.
Is that accurate, Miles? Is that how it was? That's how it played out?
Yeah,
he was the good cop and Natalie was the bad cop?
For the most part. I mean, yeah, I would say for the most part.
There's times.
So as you were going, how much – was there an expectation, because your last name was Bollinger, how much of that, especially up at Crete and Durham, how much was that in play, or was that not a factor at all as you were growing up?
No, it was. I mean, he didn't go there, so it's – I mean, there's –
but he coached.
You're right, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of it is like there are expectations, but not like – what he always – taught me was like it's more about, you know, who you are, I guess, and it's just like be a dude and you, if you play well, great, if you don't, you don't, and it's more about in the long run people care about that more than anything else.
And there is no doubt your dad, I like to bust his chops, he's a dude. Your dad is a dude of a dude. Jason, what do we got?
Yeah, so I'd like to talk more to Miles if I could. First of all, for
good,
those
Brooks
that
and I'll do. We used to do our own show back in, so we could go off and just do digi only.
No, so I do want to ask him a question before we get back to Brooks, because first of all, as you guys pointed out, I'm not sure if all of our listeners know. So Natalie was a three-sport athlete at Creighton-Durham Hall, and then she played soccer for the Badgers, which I assume, Brooks, is where you met her. You didn't know her beforehand, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so I am curious about the upside, especially from a mentality perspective, Miles, to have these two incredibly accomplished parents. You know, obviously Tausch's kids have him, and he played in the NFL for 11 years. Unfortunately, my kids have me, but they have Paula, who was very successful as an athlete. I'm fascinated by the mental side of sports and handling the next play mentality or learning from mistakes and building off of them. How much did your parents help you as an athlete in that part of you becoming the athlete you became?
It's really helpful to have parents like them who just were very supportive, honestly. I mean, he jokes around about my mom being harsh, but I mean, it's like, overall, it's we love you no matter what, like, go get the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think football, out of between basketball, golf, and football is probably the one I was the worst at. Like, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to say, but
it's probably the coaching that was the problem there.
I think I wasn't the coach. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, shot missed.
Darn! I thought I had a shot there.
I think football was a place where there was the most expectations, and obviously football is the one that's the most reliant on, you know, the whole team and what you're running and that kind of stuff. So I think that it was a combination of things. But I definitely think him, he was also the firstborn. So I think even now as a parent having the next four coming up, certainly I think we did a pretty good job, but there was more pressure on him than there mm-hmm. was, you know, the subsequent kids, definitely.
So, Brooks, one of my favorite stories that I love to tell about you is covering the scouting combine for the State Journal back in the day and tracking down quarterbacks coaches after you guys threw. And Ken Zampezi and some other quarterbacks coaches telling me, because Rex Grossman was with you throwing in that session, and they all said the same thing. The kid from Wisconsin out threw Grossman, and Grossman was a first-round pick. I want to understand the competitiveness and the drive it took for you. We know you were great at Wisconsin. Best hander offer in the history of the program, yeah, but also sure. You could throw the football and run it. What was so crucial to allowing you to have the NFL career that you had? Because I'm not sure when you arrived at the University of Wisconsin with whatever fanfare there was, many people pegged you for having the NFL career that you built as well.
Yeah, and I'd go back a little bit. I don't think anybody knew much about me at all. I wouldn't guess. I had no idea. I spent my whole life thinking I was going to play at the University of North Dakota, Division II. That's what I grew up around. That's what I knew. And coming to Wisconsin and playing in the Big Ten was kind of never even entered my mind. So coming in, I don't think I knew what to expect. I think that was a way bigger jump coming from high school to college than it was college to the NFL. And I think once I got over that hurdle, I think the thing that, because I think about it looking back in my, you know, again, it's my mind that I think I joke a lot and I'm self-deprecating, but I think I ultimately underachieved a little bit. With that said, I know that at any point.
What makes you say that?
Well, now, there's a caveat there, right, which is like I realized how many guys were at my talent level that never played a snap, never mm-hmm. made a roster.
Right.
I was right on that breaking point. I think two things that I think happened to me in these – now I'm 45. You kind of look back. But I had so much success so early in my college career, right? And because we had great teams and I got put in the perfect situation for me, I think we won my first 15 games as a starter – and I think that actually handicapped my development a little bit. And I think you see with quarterbacks all the time is you go from growing and developing and playing and putting it out there to now I'm holding on to this and I just got to not screw it up, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of hindered my development internally on the back half of my career. I think the thing in the NFL was I never truly believed you know, I was just trying to hold on and make a roster spot. I think that was kind of my mindset. And I it was easy for me to transition and say, hey, I can win for the University of Wisconsin. I can be all in. I can do what it takes to win. I believe I belong here. I believe in giving everything I have for my teammates and for this institution. When I went to the NFL and it was a job, like, it just didn't jive with me, you know? It was kind of like every play was like, don't hit it in the woods. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So, and then I think that
So you wish you would have looked at it more like, I'm going to be the starter. I'm going to lead this blanket team.
Like, yeah. Who's the kid that the Washington quarterback that was with the Bengals most recently had a good little run when Burrow got hurt?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I think he was he played at Washington, I think.
Yeah.
Browning.
Yeah. He did a little stint with the Vikings, and he was like a late round pick, maybe not going to make it. Kid had something to him, and I sat down with him when we were talking, and he's like, I don't know, I might get into financial services. I don't know how long this.
You're like, don't do it. Coach, like,
don't ever
stop with that. Don't ever leave sports.
But I saw a subsequent interview after he kind of had that run, and you know he just said he flipped a switch and he spent a large amount of money hiring the best trainers, spent the off season, went and trained with the best guys in the world, like carried himself in that way. And I think it's the only way to do it.
That's why I think this idea of, you know, being arrogant, you have to have an arrogance about yourself. And if you don't, I know, you know, from my perspective, I never thought I'd be in the NFL until, you know, Jim Huber called me up to his office and said in the middle of my fifth year, hey, there's teams, they're looking at Mac and they're looking, you know, at Ron, and people are saying you can do it. That was the first my eyes were like, had you known that earlier. Now, sometimes it's all right. You can be ignorant about it. But if you're ignorant in a positive way, that's the way to do it.
And I think, like, an early success sometimes give you I literally remember coming in that game for Cav against Michigan.
Yep.
On the biggest stage, 2:30 ABC game, packed house against Michigan. And, you know, I didn't. Like, looking back, I didn't play perfect, but I came in and I gave us a chance to win, and I made some really good plays, and I was like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, I'm like, I had that swagger then, and I had that belief. If I'm being honest, in the NFL, I never allowed myself to get there. Now, I could be totally delusional. I'm an accountant's body playing in the NFL. Like, but the point is – the point is,
you're talking about
like
the movie, or are you talking about like crunching
no,
numbers?
No, I'm talking about Aflac. My body was made to be an.
Oh, okay, that's fair. No, it is fascinating, and I know we got to get out and tee off, but before we let you go, your thoughts on where college football is at with the Wisconsin Badgers? What the, you know, this quarterback? There has not been a let's develop and have a Brooks Bollinger, a Jimmy Sorgi. Like, it's just not been the case. It's we're going out and we got to find that guy that's a veteran that can win right away.
I don't know if there's an option right now to develop just with the mindset of the kids.
It's tough.
It's just so – it's like finding a needle in a haystack if to even find a kid that would commit to that. So, you know, it's so –
because if they don't play, they're going to leave.
They're going to leave, right? And somebody's going to offer money and an opportunity to play to make money. And it's the Wild West, man. I don't even really – know that I can articulate thoughts about it anymore.
That's great for radio. We do that all the time. I don't think I can actually put anything into words. Well, thank you, Brooks.
Give me a better question.
It's a bad question.
Brooks.
Well, great accountability. That question sucks.
We'll just block the guy.
What do you mean? Just don't let him hit me.
Brooks, we love it when you join us. Thanks for bringing Miles along. The next time we're going to have to wait.
Thinking
to
about
get
swapping
to,
out Brooksy for Miles,
yeah,
too.
I'm not sure
what that trade package looks like.
Well, apparently, at least on the golf course, it's a trade that you want to make. I wanted to get into your storied career with the Florida Tuskers. We'll have to save that for the next time you make time for us. When you won the MVP of the league, so I hope at some point that gets discussed on our show. That'll have to be next time.
Do me a favor. When we do talk about it and we talk about my MVP run, I just want you to have the list of the other quarterbacks in the league side by side, okay?
Who's the big name that we're going to be shocked by?
Well, Jeff Garcia, Dante Culpepper, Josh McCown.
Wow.
Yes, I know.
You know what? You're right. Wow, that's a whole
week. This was not the UFL we're talking about right now. I mean,
all right, Dante Culpepper?
This was an equally – I think he was actually the next year. I don't think he was. J.P. Lossman?
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah. All right, so Tim go Ritter. Hit him straight. Okay. Come back. You got to come back soon, though, okay? Not another whole year before you join us, because I did want to get to that. We ran out of time. Have a great day on the course. We'll talk to Tusker football the next time we have Brooks Bollinger.
This is going viral.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. Brooks Bollinger. I am a little disappointed we did not get to more Florida Tuskers talk. I did my preparation. I was looking forward to that. Jesse Nelson now takes over in the primary seat at University Ridge. Please don't bang the table repeatedly like the big fella.
So after all that, I really didn't need to get here till 11. I didn't do much of anything for the first 2 hours of the
Yeah,
show.
I'm curious, is there food there? Why are
oh,
you
yeah, there?
There
is. Look at this breakfast spread I just found in there. Now that all the golfers are out, we got cheesy potatoes, we got a nice slab of ham, we got a little breakfast quesadilla. Yeah.
So oh, it was a quesadilla. We agree, since Molly set everything up.
Yeah.
You really had no role there whatsoever.
No, I literally walked in at 8:59. And I left my house an hour plus before that. Rough.
So it was a bad accident. Must have been tying up traffic.
More than one, perhaps. Yeah. Rough drive over here, and that comes after a rough drive to the Dells last week when we were at the Tellurian golf outing with Don Mikowski and Dorsey Levens and all the Packers legends that joined us. So I think I just need to stop coming to golf outings with Tausch. I think that's part of the problem. When we drive separately to golf outings, we run into really bad traffic situations on the roads, and I think I just need to stop doing that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the two of you were driving separately. So I thought there was maybe some sort of an in-vehicle issue, because Lord knows, you know, especially if you were driving not fast enough, or maybe you were the passenger and you were messing with the radio or not giving him proper directions off of Google Maps, that there could be some issues there. But
yeah, I don't want to fall into whatever Schleppy's face or whatever that guy's name was that was with him in St. Louis. I don't want to fall into that category. And so far, we've been good co-pilots together, but driving separately appears to be
a delicate balance.
We should only take the tandem bike whenever we go anywhere.
Yeah, well, you're bound to have an issue if you're riding with him. Don't have to pee, although he will stop at Quick Trip for his cup of mud. All right, we've got the 11 o'clock hour still ahead. Got a few things I want to get to from the Packers OTA. I want to talk a little bit about Christian Watson, who I wrote about on Channel 3000. I also want to talk about Aaron Banks a little bit. And Jesse and I and Riley will do that. Plus, we'll play trivia. Whoa, Nelly, or will it be Whoa, Riley today because you're on site?
Depends.
Maybe a little bit of both.
They got seconds of breakfast in there. It might just take the rest of the show off.
And, of course, Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. That's all ahead in the 11 o'clock hour. But I want to remind you first, it's the last weekend of Steinhoffel's extended Memorial Day sale. We are working on converting our playroom to more of a, like, teenager hangout room. And so Chad and Danny and all of our friends at Steinhoffel's have been given me suggestions on what we can do with that room, and now's the time to make that deal because it's your last chance to save 10% off store-wide. Plus, get amazing deals like sofas for $499, dining tables for only $549, and queen beds and reclining sofas for just $699. Plus, take advantage of Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% interest financing to make your purchase even more affordable. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader, so shop in-store or online during the extended Memorial Day sale at steinhoffels.com. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Nelson and Yauch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.